The stage is set. The curtain rises. We are ready to begin.
What time is it?
Time to wake up.
Good morning.
Well, it will be once this brand muffin works its magic.
What is all this good morning crap?
Sounds like a case of the Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
Monday.
Get up, okay? Get up.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
It is time.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new week. The last day of April. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Are you ready for May?
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna hit summertime this week.
Yes, I know. 80.
I know.
Can't wait to start complaining. It's too hot.
Okay so Wednesday it's gonna be 82 for the high. So I made a leap of faith this weekend. I put my snow shovel away for the season.
Uh-oh.
I know. Do you think that is a mistake?
Mine's still out.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, things we have coming.
We have salt still out. Maybe it's going to be used for
really?
My margaritas.
Okay, well, Cinco de Mayo is coming up on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay. And the Derby's on Saturday. It's like a big drinking
big,
weekend.
Huge weekend coming up here. Okay, things we got coming up today. This half hour in just about 15 minutes, we're going to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. We got Brian Bellbusters coming up today. Hey, what are we doing in the Bellbusters today?
Calling a lady who returned, you know, thought she was doing a nice thing, bringing some books back to the library, just donating, but... little problem.
Oh.
Little problem.
A little bit of a problem. Okay. Hey, we got Bill Lee coming in here at 8:40 this morning. Legendary Red Sox pitcher. Yeah, let me see. Looks like the Kim Jong-un, President Trump thing might come off.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they doing? They're going to meet?
Meet. Looking like it. Yeah. Well,
is Dennis Rodman going to be there?
I sure hope so.
That's really the only way it's going to work out.
You know, I don't think much will get accomplished because I think the two of them will spend all their time arguing over who has the snappiest haircut.
I think so, too.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a big sports day today because
it is.
The Sox are at home. The Celts tonight against the Sixers, one of the legendary NBA rivalries, and yep. The Bruins play in Tampa in the playoffs.
Okay.
Oh my God, the alliteration. The Sox, the Celtics, the Sixers, and the Stanley Cup. Yeah. I can't even take it.
Amazing. Hey, what are you going to do on Dirty Laundry today?
Well, you know, I can't really talk about the correspondence dinner because it's too crazy. But I do have, you know, we didn't talk about this on Friday, but I want to talk about the royal baby name.
Royal baby name is coming up. Plus, we got Dancing with the Stars premieres tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not happy.
Okay. All of this is coming up this morning.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Will it be the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play. The excitement and the thrill in the air. To meet Lisa Shaver, who is a technical support representative from Boston, Massachusetts, and about to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Good morning. How are you this morning, Lisa?
All right. You bring it on.
Whoa. Bring it on. Lisa. Oh, she's sounding rather cocky. Now, Lisa, do you believe that you know a lot of stuff about a lot of different things?
I do.
Sounds like the perfect candidate.
I don't know.
She
was already asking.
60 seconds.
She was already asking if there were going to be any math questions. So,
okay.
Strong in math, Lisa?
Not really, no.
Okay.
It's all right.
Lisa,
everyone has their special gifts.
Here's the deal. this is going to be a real challenge for you here. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a 60-second time frame. You'll have 60 seconds to answer all those correctly. If you do, you win $1,000 in cash. At any point during the game, if you don't know an answer, immediately say pass, move on. We have time left over. We come back and you try to pick them up. Are you prepared to go?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
In what game would you use a 9-iron?
Golf.
Spell the word aggressive.
A-G-D-R-E-S-S-I-V-E.
Seattle Grace Hospital is the setting for what TV show?
I don't know. Chicago Hope, I don't know.
Name the four C's of diamond buying.
Carrot, cost, I don't know, pass.
Who played Clarice in The Silence of the Lambs?
Jodie Foster.
Which car company makes the Boxster?
I don't know. Ford. I don't know.
What shoemaker is noted for making shoes with red soles?
Pass.
Who is the leader of North Korea?
Don Xiaoping.
What former NBC anchor was most recently accused of sexual harassment?
Pass.
What is 32 minus 15?
32 minus 15 is 17.
Okay, you got that right, but you ran out of time.
up. Okay. Oh, it's not as easy as it appears to be. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct answers, and then we'll review what we have here. Okay.
I'll be so up. The Grey's Anatomy is the where Seattle Grey's Hospital is the setting. The Four C's of Diamond Buying, Clarity, Cut, Color, and Carrot. Not cost, but that is important. Which car company makes the Boxster? Porsche. Christian Louboutin makes the shoes with the red soles. Kim Jong-un is the leader of North Korea. And Tom Brokaw was the former NBC anchor most recently accused of sexual harassment. Yeah.
You got the math one.
You did get the math. Okay, so look at that. It's a win-win-ish.
Lisa, we have a consolation prize. We have for you a pair of tickets to see Sticks along with Joan Jett. It's
awesome.
You bet it's going to be an awesome show. Coming up June 27th, see the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now, livenation.com. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Have yourself a fabulous day, and enjoy the sunshine while it lasts, because it's going to rain later in the day. You got it?
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Good job, everybody.
You think you got what it takes? You can log on to WRR.com. You can have a chance to win a grand in 60 seconds right here.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It is 6:20, and that, of course, means it's Men for Maine time. So here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are sitting around $3 Dewey's having a few brews and telling old war stories when we hear...
Well, say, Lem, you was in the army, weren't you?
Well, yes, I was. I was a paratrooper in the Fighty 44 and a quarter.
Well, how'd they train you to do that?
Well, what you do is you start off by jumping off platforms each day, and then you get higher and higher and higher on the platforms till the day comes that you got to jump out of a real airplane.
Well, weren't you scared?
Well, yeah, I was scared. But the drill sergeant said if we didn't jump, he's going to throw us out the plane.
Well, did he throw you out?
Oh, no. I held on to the side of the door real hard-like. But then he said if I didn't jump, he's going to shove his thumb right up my butt.
Well, did you jump then?
A little at first.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
So this really upset you, huh? This whole lyric thing.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, so here's the deal. You get a kid, and you're listening to the radio, and Lucy wants to listen to certain songs. And one of the songs that's very popular right now is G-Eazy and Halsey's song, called, I hate saying it, Him and I. You want to just hear a little clip of it? Just a little catchy tune? I can't play too much of it because someone will probably swear. Hold on.
And he is mine. In the end, it's him and I.
All right.
It's him and I. Yeah.
Him and I. I cannot, in good conscience, let my child listen to the song. Every time it comes on, I turn it. Dad, I want to keep that song. No. Because it is so blatantly grammatically incorrect that as a parent, I feel, and no joke, I feel like it's worse than having her listen to swear words coming out of somebody's mouth.
Okay. Well, you know, it could be worse. It could be him and me.
I feel like that's okay because that seems like a common mistake. This is like in your face.
Okay.
This is in your face. Halsey's like, you know what, parents? I'm just going to make everyone sound dumb.
But see, there's a thing called poetic license.
Yeah, I know. People
okay,
try
and
to
music
pull that
is
a lot.
Just basically poetry set to a melody. So they usually poetry, and it's nothing new. Like in the history of rock, there have been so many songs that have been politically incorrect. In fact, there's a whole website that corrects politically incorrect
you mean
songs.
Grammatically incorrect.
I'm sorry, politically grammatically incorrect.
Yes,
yeah. For example, James Brown, "I Feel Good" should be "I Feel Well." I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
It wouldn't have the same ring to it then. I feel well.
Okay. Still haven't found what I'm looking for by YouTube. Yeah. I still haven't found that for which I'm looking is what it should be.
Well, I mean, okay.
Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin.
You know, all right.
Bobby McGee and I.
I can't believe that I didn't catch it. It's, it is super offensive.
See, the rhyme is what gives them the grammatical pass.
Exactly. You get a pass on it. You're right about that.
I guess, but him and I, I don't know. It's too much. Do you feel like, I remember when I was growing up, the song that I wasn't allowed to listen to was the Pointer Sisters' "Slow Hand." Because
really?
My mother thought that it was completely inappropriate. And I listened to it now as an adult. I'm like, that is kind of a little inappropriate, but I had no idea. But I think that that's why I let Lucy listen to songs that, you know, may be a little bit
okay.
Crazy.
Well, like for my kids, like Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back, grammatically correct. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
No, Baby Has Back.
Baby Has Back?
Baby Has
Baby
Back.
Baby Hazelback.
Yeah, okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. It's 17 minutes before 7 now. And the question this morning that is going to be answered, who in their right mind would ever give up Green Monster seats at Fenway?
I would.
Oh, my God. I can't believe the story. I can't.
Yeah, so we had front row Monster seats yesterday. And we didn't go.
You got to turn in your Boston sports fan card.
Really, that's amazing.
Or at least you're suspended.
Why, it was, why on earth would
you know,
you
it was our anniversary. We had tickets. We're going to take the whole family, go to the game. So we get up yesterday morning. We have football. So we go to, you know, Sam's football game at 9:30. Pouring rain.
Yep.
Couldn't be raining harder. We're standing on the field for an hour. In our raincoats, with our umbrellas, soaking wet, and we're going to go right from there to the game.
Yeah.
It's the 1 o'clock game, so we had to get right out. End of the game, Sam's completely soaked, drenched to the bone, freezing. It's freezing cold. And as we're standing on the sidelines, you know, talking to all the parents during the game, like, boy, this is horrible, hun. Like, yeah, we're going to the Red Sox game. They're like, really, you are? It's supposed to rain all day. I'm like, we're looking at the weather and looking at every forecast we can find.
Yep.
90% chance of rain all day.
Rain, yeah.
Oh, boy. It's going to rain all day. Father-in-law's there. He's like, you know, those seats are going to be soaking wet. I'm like, yeah, I know, I know. Yeah. And then my little girl, she's 4, and she's standing in the rain for an hour with us on the field, and she's whining and crying by the end of it.
Yeah,
she's cold and she's wet. So we're like, okay, well, first, we got to go home. We can't go right to the game now. So we go home, get everybody dried off, and now it's like, we really have to leave right then, or we're not going to get to the game. And it's still raining. And we look at the Twitter on the Red Sox Twitter, and they're like, nope, we're going to still start the game. Batting practice is called off.
Oh,
we're not doing any outdoor activities, but we're still going at 1 o'clock. So we're like, all right, are we really going to drag already pre-soaked kids
in
to Fenway, pay like $70 to park,
and $100 in food,
right? All the food, and then sit there for an inning, then 4-hour rain delay, maybe, right? Like, no, let's just go. We went to Dave and Buster's. Let's go out to lunch. We went out to lunch. We sat down at lunch, had a nice window seat for the sun to come streaming into our eyes as we're sitting there having lunch.
Oh my God. Reminding you.
And it was just like, we're walking around and I'm like, boy, that rain is awfully bright in my eyes right now.
That's unbelievable.
So, did you ever at one point think, let's just go in, or was it way too late at that point?
It was just too late. It's like,
and then you have to.
And we left the tickets at home on the kitchen table.
Oh, that didn't help a lot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so here's what I need. If anyone was there in the second or third inning, if they got a picture of the scoreboard that said, happy anniversary, Caitlin from Brian, if they got a picture of that, that'd be great.
I think the odds of that are like 0.000.
You could just check your pictures from yesterday.
Yep, okay.
That would be wonderful.
Hey, but you missed a good comeback, too.
Well, actually,
at least it was a boring game.
My kids did go to the game. Go to WROR.com. You can see them sitting in the sun.
Did they get a picture of the scoreboard?
You know, I'm going to have to text them now.
Are they slathering sunscreen on?
I think the sun was actually in their eyes.
I'm sure.
It was a big win for the Red Sox over Tampa Bay yesterday at Fenway. They scored 3 runs in the 6th inning to tie it. And then with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th, Sandy Leon came through.
And there's a shot. That's a fair ball down the line. It comes back into the outfield. Here comes Martinez. He's going to score. And the Red Sox have the lead in the 8th inning. Sandy Leon just inside the line. And the Sox are up 4-3.
That sounds kind of boring.
Yeah,
that would have been a horrible game.
That's Dave O'Brien.
Yep.
Mr. Boring. Listen, 4-3 the final. Sox snap Tampa Bay's 8-game winning streak. J.D. Martinez, 4 hits, 2 RBIs. Craig Kimbrell got the win. Royals in town tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez against Jason Hamill. Big night for the Bruins and Celtics, too. Celts host the 76ers. Game 1 of their second-round playoff series. Tip-off at 8 o'clock. Celts took 3-4 from Philly in the regular season. And the Bruins, they took it to Tampa Bay 6-2 in Game 1 of their second-round playoff series on Saturday. Game 2 tonight and Tampa. Great time to be a Boston sports fan. Go to WROR.com for all the weekend highlights. Patriots took LSU quarterback Danny Etling in the seventh round of the NFL draft over the weekend, so Bill Belichick may have just found Tom Brady's eventual successor.
He's going to be pretty good. He's from my hometown.
Terre Haute, Indiana?
That's right. Yep.
Well, look how well you've done playing football.
Well, there you go.
LeBron James, 45 points. Cavs won Game 7, 105-101 over your Indiana Pacers yesterday. And Joey Logano held off Kurt Busch to win the NASCAR Monster Energy Series Geico 500 at Talladega, Alabama.
Yeah, big one. We're going to be talking to Rutledge Wood this week on the Wicked Fast podcast, WROR.com/WickedFast if you like NASCAR.
Okay, and the big bell buster's coming up next. It's all about the librarian.
Yeah, well, I called Monica because they donated some books, and we found there was a problem with one of them.
Can I just give you the money for the book? What is the book worth, maybe?
Well, like, you know, $10? It's funny you should mention that, because there's also a defacing penalty. Looks like there were some highlighted pages of Our Bodies Ourselves, something about a special relationship with your pillow. I don't know what that's all about.
What? I didn't even look at that book. I didn't even look at the books. We looked at them quickly. If somebody did that to the book, it definitely wasn't us, because I don't even remember having that book.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show. Hello. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
It's Monica's birthday and her husband Paul. They were doing spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
All Paul had to do was bring back some old books to the library. And he thought we might be able to use that to get Monica a Brian Bellbuster for her birthday.
Hello.
Hi, are you trying to reach Monica?
This is Jay. Can I help you?
Yes. Did you guys donate some books?
Yeah, we did. We did. We were doing some spring cleaning and stuff, and, you know, we couldn't use them anymore, so we figured someone could.
Okay. This is Joe Bookman calling from Library Investigations from the Public Library.
Library Investigations?
Yes. In going through your donations, we came across a book that was actually checked out from this library.
Really?
There was a copy of Our Bodies Ourselves that was checked out May 26, 1993.
Jeez, okay.
So we got to talk about some serious penalties and fines here.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, very serious. So the rates, back in 93, the rates were just 50 cents a day, and then they went up to $1 a day in 2000. And then with penalties and adjustments for inflation, that's $9,749 for that book.
Can I just give you the money for the book? What is the book worth, maybe? Like,
well, you know, $10? It's funny you should mention that, because there's also a defacing penalty. Looks like there were some highlighted pages of Our Bodies Ourselves, something about a special relationship with your pillow. I don't know what that's all about.
What? I didn't even look at that book. We looked at them quickly. You know, there was probably like 30 of them.
That particular book is actually just going out of circulation. They're not going to be printing any more editions, so it's a very expensive proposition to get a new one. It's a $1,200 cost just to get one new book.
Well, there's no way I'm paying $9,000 for a book. Sorry, I'm not doing it.
There's a lot of questionable drawings in this book.
No, I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Hey, you know, let me tell you something. You know, that little stamp on that book that says Public Library, that may not mean anything to you, but it means a lot to me. A whole hell of a lot, okay? So you go ahead and laugh if you want to.
Yeah, I'm not laughing at all. Actually, it seems like it's pretty ridiculous. It means that much to you. You know, do you even have a wife? I mean, do you have anybody? Maybe you should take that book home. Maybe you should take it home and use it for yourself. You know, I'll give you $50 for it.
I know what you're thinking. This guy making such a big stink about old library books. Maybe we can live without libraries. Maybe people like you and me, sure. But we're too old to change. But what about that kid sitting down opening a book right now in a branch at a local library, finding drawings of pee-pees and wee-wees and Cat in the Hat? He's better, don't you think?
Wow. You know what? If somebody did that to the book, it definitely wasn't us, because I don't even remember having that book. I just saw it. And you're keeping me from, this is my work break. You know, I'm trying to eat my lunch. And
oh, now you're trying to shirk your responsibilities with your penalties.
You're starting to get my blood pressure up. You know, I'm starting to get angry. It takes me a lot to get angry. I will gladly come in and pay $50 for the book, and that's it.
Well, you know who you can make the check out to?
Who?
You can make that check out to Brian Bell at WROR. Oh. Hey, Monica, this is a Brian Bell buster.
Oh, my God. I knew this couldn't be real.
Your husband, Paul, told us about his errands over the weekend, that he had to return all these books, and said it was your birthday, and we might be able to have a little fun with you.
Oh, my God. He's such a jerk, too. He knows, too. He knows that I'm a con person, and I'm like a giver, and, you know, what can I do? And I'm always here's a dollar. You know, he knows. Oh, my God. It must have been. He must be listening.
He had one job.
Just get kids bought, man.
Well, thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Yeah, I've listened to you guys forever. Yeah, you know, I should have known. I just, you know, you pulled it off pretty good there.
You can get Paul back on his birthday, too, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on.
All right. Thanks for listening to WROR.
are.
Thanks so much.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
This is big. This is a new adventure of DVR Wars. So what happened, Hank?
I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I do, it's usually something very important, like Game 7 of the Bruins.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So my wife lives for TV, loves it, and she catches up a lot on the weekend. So she DVRs every night. She's recording something. She binge-watches on the weekend. So Saturday morning around 10 o'clock, she's got a cup of coffee, and I can hear her in the living room like, ugh! Like, you know, she's just, you know, like, you know that
like
exasperated sound?
Not to anyone
in particular. Yeah. I go, hey, what's the matter? I can't find my shows. I DVR'd my shows last week. I want to watch my shows. I said, when? She goes, Wednesday. And I go, oh, Wednesday. I don't know what's going on. I go, oh, that was game 7 of the Bruins game. Anyway, what were you watching? She goes, well, at 10 o'clock, I like to DVR Designated Survivor and Chicago PD. I said, oh. I said, I think maybe something happened with those shows. What are you talking about?
What could have happened?
She goes, something.
She said, I was watching the Bruins game. It was early third period. They were trailing 4-3, and it was game 7, third period.
Yeah.
And I said, all of a sudden, the TV jumped to Channel 5 on ABC.
Yeah.
So I jumped up. I'm like trying to find the clicker. I can't find the clicker. It's across the room. I grab it. I find it. And I'm just trying to, I can't go to like last.
Panic.
Like,
right. Yeah. Panic.
Last channel. Yeah. Right. And so I hit cancel twice.
Oh, right. Yeah. No.
She's like, you hit cancel on both? I said, it was the only way I could figure out to get back to the Bruins.
Just a flurry of buttons.
I said, and just so you know, by the time I get back to the game, Torrey Krug had tied it at 4-4.
Okay.
So
obviously you made the right decision.
She's like, you could have at least told me. I go, you can watch it on demand.
No.
But she doesn't like doing that.
Because you got to sit through the commercial and there's no fast forwardage.
Thank God the Bruins won.
Fast forward.
Really?
Oh, my God. Seriously.
So she was not very pleased with me.
It's the worst thing. It's the worst thing. Dave does it all the time to me. He'll be watching something, and then he'll just cancel. I live for my Bravo shows, and if I come home and they're not there, I'm mad.
It's amazing how what we watch does not matter at all.
No, nope, you're right. Not at all. Not even a little.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I go, Pam, the Bruins were one and done the last 2 years in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, this was for round two.
I mean, like, Chicago Hope's going to be on many times.
No, it's not. You never know when these things are canceled.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I never DVR anything.
Hashtag Team Pam.
Okay.
I hope you're DVRing the Bruins tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to Jim Henry's to watch the game.
There's a big, this is a big positive for a second TV.
You know what? Yes. It is.
You need to get Pam is a small TV for another room in the house.
We have one upstairs, but it doesn't DVR like the one downstairs, and she likes to watch the nice TV. The one upstairs kind of on the fritz a little bit.
Why don't you go upstairs and watch the game?
Well, I'm leaving the house tonight.
It's tougher to see the puck. For God's sake, what's wrong with you? 105.7 WRO. Okay, men from May.
How about I fly to Tampa to watch the
720 edition coming up next right here, WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Really important stuff coming up this morning. The official WROR 5K Artist of the Day is Mellencamp, and we'll give you the first keyword coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Your chance to win $1,000 in cash right there. You have five chances today. And sometime between now and 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to give you the grand prize winner. I don't know if you remember this, but we do this every year. But we have a school chorus or choir that actually gets to go out and sing with Foreigner at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. They're
so
coming
cool.
In on June 20th. We will announce, and you do the voting for this, because took all the schools who applied, and we took all the nominees, and the voting was completed over the weekend. So we'll have the winning school that will be singing with Foreigner coming up between now and 8 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Okay, stick around right here at WROR. In the meantime, it's 7:20, so that means it's time for your Man for Maine episode.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie's been experiencing some female problems. So Ephus takes her in for a checkup with Doc Sider, and we hear...
You know, Effie, after a thorough exam, I think we can clear up your female problems with a little surgical procedure.
Oh, my!
Well, don't worry, it's very simple. Just remember, following the procedure, though, you mustn't be involved in any sexual activity for at least 6 weeks.
Did you hear that, Ephus? No sex for 6 weeks.
Well, of course I heard it. But unless I'm mistaken, he was talking to you.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. The Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
And now, this is an absolutely amazing story because, you know, you'd always heard these things. I don't know. What happened to the sock? I think the dryer ate the sock. You've heard that all your life, you know?
Well,
and it turns out it's true.
It is true. Well, this person, there was something wrong with their machine. Now, one place says it's a washing machine. Another says it's a dryer. But let's just say, look in both.
Yeah.
Because a person took apart the bottom panel of one of the washing machines in her building, and there's a compartment down there, and it's one of those front loaders.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Right underneath. And so it wasn't working, and unscrewed it, and all the socks were there. I mean, the picture is unbelievable. Like, I would say probably, would you say about 40 socks.
That's a lot of socks.
And I also found a credit card and other stuff.
How's it get out of the barrel, you know, to get it down to another compartment?
Apparently, if you have an older washing machine and dryer, it could be worth opening it both up to take a look, because newer machines are made a little tighter, so there isn't space for things to fall through the cracks. But if you have an older one, then apparently things just shift, and then those socks are like, you know, you're like... Mice can get through really small places.
Yeah, like the size of a dime.
Yeah,
they say anywhere a mouse's head can fit, his body can follow.
I think that's the same is true for socks, because that is where all of your socks are. And I feel like this is going to be great news for people, because don't you feel like a crazy person?
Yes.
Where you're like, are those socks? Where are they? And you just feel like you're losing your mind because you see them in the... You see them in the hamper, and you bring them to the... And then they're gone. So, your washing machine and dryer are eating them. My suggestion to you is you spend the afternoon basically taking them apart and seeing what happens. Send us pictures, please.
Amazing.
You gotta watch out for those metal underwires. We had a short circuit. The thing wasn't working. Apparently, the underwire from my wife's bra in the dryer snuck somehow through one of those holes.
Yeah.
Short circuited and welded itself... to the dryer.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was humiliated when the dryer repair guy came.
Oh, my God. Did he pull it out?
Your problem, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
Yeah, it was a 2-foot-long wire. That's the thing.
Oh, my God. Well, congratulations.
What's going on with the
community? Didn't think it was yours.
Yep. Well, that could be.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen my set?
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, here we go. It's time for the Dirty Laundry Update. Your 7:45 Dirty Laundry Update with LBF.
Okay, yeah, we've got his Paris Hilton acting like your grandmother. Bob Dylan is slurring his words for a reason. But first, the new baby.
Okay.
Baby, the royal baby.
How's it
has
pronounced?
Been named.
Come on.
Okay, here's, I think it's overheard.
Looking good, Billy Ray.
Feeling good, Louis.
Oh, it's actually not Louis. It's baby Louis. Louis Arthur Charles is the new baby. The royal family. Yes, Louis.
It's so French.
It is a little French. The baby will be known as His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge. His Royal Highness Prince Louis is fifth in line to the British throne. So that's kind of a pain.
You know, it's either Hey Louis or Hey Louis.
It's all, you know, always reminds me of King Louis in History of the World Part 1.
Yes, indeed.
Got to be the king.
He's going to have to slaughter a lot of people to get there. But whatever. Anyway, Louis is one of Prince William's middle names. Also the middle name of George, the new prince's brother. It also pays homage to Louis Mountbatten, Prince Charles' great uncle and mentor, killed by the IRA in 1979. But the new baby, Louis.
Do you feel bad for Catherine's family at all? They don't get any names.
No. I don't feel bad for any of those people. I don't feel bad.
Sid, just
you know what I do want, though? I know that she has three children under the age of four at this point? Five? They celebrated their seventh anniversary yesterday.
Yes.
And the same anniversary as Brian Bell and his wife, Caitlin. They celebrated 12 years. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
They have three children now. I want her to continue to have children. I need her to have. I know, but she makes it look like, you know, going to the grocery store.
Maybe
like,
she
no
could
big
have
deal.
Huey and Dewey.
Huey and Dewey and Louie. Yeah, that's
brilliant
perfect.
Idea.
No, but like, I just feel like I really want her to have like five. I think five would be nice. I mean,
really?
What? She's got the help. She obviously can bounce back like a champ. Just do it. She seems happy. It's not like she's like out there miserable. She loves that Prince William. I was looking at photos of them looking at each other the other day. They are in love still. Three children later. It's so nice. They better not break up or I'll be so upset.
Yeah, wait till Little League starts. That's
right. Standing out there in the rain.
Yeah, you know, and then stop fighting. Should we go to the game?
Pop Warner comes along. Pop Warner polo. Yeah. You know how that is.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton sounds like an old person.
Get a load of
this. This is fantastic. Paris Hilton says she's glad there wasn't social media when she was younger. Oh, my God. I'm glad that there wasn't either. She says, I feel like kids nowadays don't know what real fun was. When I was a teenager in New York, it was so much fun going out. No one was on their phone, and no one was taking pictures or doing any of that.
Somehow her videos got out.
Yeah, well, I know. We were there to literally have a good time, so I don't think it would have been as fun because people would have been on their phones the whole time. She was talking about how that sex tape got out and how it really ruined her mentally and how it was just felt like such a violation. And it becomes a joke. But the thing is that, and you know, because she was famous for it and the Kim Kardashian thing, but for the regular person who makes the mistake with their phone of doing something like that, a cautionary tale, because it does wreak a lot of havoc on your mental state, for sure. And speaking of mental state, shall we discuss the mental state of Bob Dylan?
Indeed.
He's slurring his words all the time, and maybe that's because he's been testing out some new whiskey. Yes, Bob Dylan is now the creator of a craft whiskey from Angel's Share, and it's called Heaven's Door, which I had no idea he wrote, and he wrote it for Jake, our intern, come here for a second.
Our research department.
Jake, actually, he's 18 years old, and he's like, no, he wrote it for this.
Knocking on heaven's door. Okay, it was written for?
Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
There you go.
Okay. I had no idea. He knew that right off the top of his head. Right. It'll be in stores next month. It's actually three types of small batch whiskeys, a straight rye, a double barrel whiskey, and a Tennessee bourbon. And I'm going to try it.
And so he named it Heaven's Door,
okay. Which is after a song, but we think that he should have named it. What did you say?
Well, I think the best one would have been the answer, my friend, is blowing in the breathalyzer. That would have been the best.
Tangled Up in Booze was Jake's.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Pretty good one.
Good one.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Let the games begin. Our player this morning is named Michael Healy. Michael is an operations manager for a swimming pool company, and he comes to us from beautiful Abington, Massachusetts. Good morning, and how are you doing this morning,
Good
Michael?
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, Michael. Okay. Are you related to Craig Healy, who didn't ask me to the sophomore semi?
I am not.
Okay.
Okay. So you manage a swimming pool company, is that correct?
Yes.
You know what's going to happen. Wednesday, it's going to be 82 degrees.
And I know.
Everybody's going to call on the same day and want their pool open on that day. Okay, are you prepared? Okay, are you prepared for this? The challenge.
Yes.
Okay, we want you to try your best to win a grand in 60 seconds. You feel like you're pretty well-rounded? You know a few things about everything?
Yes, and nothing about everything.
Okay.
Okay, good. This is good.
Now, here's what's going to happen to you, Michael. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. The time frame is 1 minute, 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background. If you don't know an answer, we urge you to immediately say pass, move on. We get to the end. You got time left, or we go back and pick up the ones you missed. Or are you ready to go?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is 2 plus 2?
4.
What is the capital of Spain?
Pass.
What character sings "The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow"?
Danny.
Who is the U.S. President's current press secretary?
Sarah Pass.
Who is the host of Dancing with the Stars?
Tom Bergeron.
What is 1/10 of a bell?
1/10 pass.
What does the Q in Q-tip stand for?
quality.
What golfer did Sports Illustrated call the all-time tour leader in divorces, rehabs, addictions, problems, excuses, and comebacks?
Tiger Woods.
What national retailer's logo is the bullseye?
Red Bull.
What is the biggest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Okay, going back to what's the capital of Spain?
Pass.
What's 1/10 of a bell?
Time is up. Okay, but you did, you managed to get 5 correct out of
that. Yeah, you passed. Let's see.
Pick up on the ones you passed on, okay?
All right, the capital of Spain is Madrid. I'm sorry, you passed on this. Who's the president's current press secretary? Sarah Huckabee Sanders. 1/10 of a bell is a decibel. Let's see. The golfer Sports Illustrated called the all-time tour leader in divorces, rehabs, addictions, problems, and excuses and comebacks would be John Daly. The national retailer that's the logo is a bullseye is Target. And you got Jupiter right. So, you know what? Strong standing for a Monday morning.
Not bad.
It's Monday
bad.
Morning.
Okay. I recently read that John Daly has lost over $55 million in gambling.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, Michael, we got a consolation prize for you. As a matter of fact, in celebration of National Concert Week, you have just won a pair of tickets to see Chicago and REO Speedwagon together. Ooh. Same great show. Big concert. August 5th, Xfinity Center. This week only, we urge you to visit LiveNation.com for an exclusive $20 all-in ticket offer for fans to celebrate the kickoff to its biggest summer season ever. So, congratulations, enjoy that concert, and thank you very much for being a member of the Nation.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
All right, awesome job.
Okay, everybody else, we got a big deal for you here. You think you can qualify for this? You think you can win? Log on to WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for 3 things you need to know today, right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, let's start off with thing number 1.
Well, you know, before we get to the most inspiring story of the day, I need to discuss the Lego problem that's happening across America. Actually, specifically in Portland, Oregon. There is a Lego theft ring, and it's been busted, thank God. Oregon took down what they say was a $50,000 illicit Lego operation. This guy solicited the theft of the popular building toys on websites like Craigslist and OfferUp, and then he'd buy the Legos and other items stolen from Fred Meyer stores and then sell them online. And then, I mean, it was a Ponzi scheme or it was a... Isn't that like, I don't know, a Lego scheme, I guess you'd call it now. Worked with investigators, and then they arrested him, and they got all the stolen Legos from undercover officers. Can you imagine being the officer in this situation? Be like, I'd like to have some Legos, please. I mean, those things are expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, how much is like a...
Talk about the Death Star.
How much was the Death Star?
No, it's hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars.
Wow. The cops had trouble catching him because they were chasing him in bare feet.
Oh, that hurts
anyway, so bad.
We can put that to rest. I feel a lot better about it. Okay, the other thing, too, is how do you say P-E-C-A-N?
Pecan.
Pecan.
You say pecan?
I say pecan.
I say pecan.
No, pecan's a thing you keep in the car if you got to go to the bathroom.
I feel like people say pecan. Do you say pecan?
Pecan pie.
Yeah, pecan pie. Well, anyway... Pecans are finally getting their place in the spotlight because for the first time ever, and I can't believe that this is happening, the pecan industry is launching a national consumer campaign, kind of like that gut milk thing.
Yep.
You know, when you're like, here's a food that hasn't really had a lot of...
Okay, well, now they should know how to pronounce it. How do they pronounce it in their commercials?
I don't know. We'll have to look this up.
Raw pecans are very good for you.
Are they? They want to break out of the pie shell and show consumers that pecans are more than just about pecan or pecan pie. Did you know that the pecan is the only tree nut native to North America?
I
just
didn't know
that. Just so you know. It's American pecan.
You know, it makes beautiful furniture.
The new campaign is called American Pecans,
so
the original
a pecan
super
tree.
Pecan pecan, the original super nut.
Okay, now here's the most inspiring story of the day.
Okay.
And it came out of the NFL draft. And it's about the twin brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're identical with one amazing exception. One of the brothers only has one hand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he wasn't born with one hand, but he was 4 years old. He had a serious medical condition, very rare, and he had to have his hand amputated. So these guys grew up together, and they played sports together from the time they were little kids. And they both went to the University of Central Florida. And the brother with both hands was drafted in the draft last year, and the brother with just one hand was drafted in the fifth round of the draft this past weekend. So they're going to get to play together again.
That's awesome.
And he was so overwhelmed. And they were together the whole time, brothers waiting for the phone call to come. They got drafted by, and they both got drafted by the Seattle Seahawks, which is really interesting. They'll both be on the same NFL team. And Pete Carroll called him and talked to him, and he was almost speechless. And the whole family was there. It was just the most inspiring story. If you get a chance to check it out, their name is Griffin. And
Shaquem is the brother that was just drafted. Yeah. And Shaquem,
yeah.
He's on the team already.
Oh, it's so great.
And Shaquem was in the bathroom when the phone rang.
Of course.
No kidding.
That's where you always are when there's an important call coming in. Yep.
Very true. Yep. Oh, my gosh. That's an awesome story. I love it.
Okay.
So great.
What a great family. So check them out. You can we'll post something online at WRR. There's excitement in the studio this morning because it is time, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's time for the Bill Lee Report, starring that incredible former pitcher for the mighty Boston Red Sox, the spaceman himself. It's Bill Lee. Good morning, Bill. Well, hey, Bill, I understand you're home in Vermont today and you got snow on the ground.
I got wool socks, I got a toque on, I got full pajamas, and I ain't getting out of bed.
You got your toque?
Wow.
Wow is right. And then you play Elvis Costello, someone running around with another girl, and all these sad songs. I remember The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes by Elvis Costello, and that was when I got traded, and it was just a sad day. And but the Red Sox, look how they're playing. They came back. Kimbrel saved another one. Yep. You know, Porcello, pinpoint control. Everything's good with the Sox. And then I hear it was nice down there yesterday. I watched part of the game, and it's, you know, they're doing really good. But I tell you, Price, I heard that he's made $1 million each start he's pitched. Is that amazing?
That is amazing. That is absolutely
amazing. He makes approximately $9,000 per pitch.
Oh, my God. I only made $500 a game at my highest pay salary.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That also doesn't make you want to get out of bed.
Yep. Hank, could you repeat that? How much does he make per pitch?
$9,000 per pitch.
Are you trying to make Bill feel bad?
I know.
I remember Clements. When Clements was doing that, they said he was making $5,420 per pitch. And they interviewed me and they asked me, what would I do? I said, I'd go 3-2 on every hitter.
Okay, so they've lost a couple of games and all that, but you're not worried, are you?
Oh, hell no. That happens. They made a few mistakes, and, you know, they could have done other things. And then you watch yesterday, Tampa Bay had won 8 in a row, and they're swinging on the first pitch. They said, if we're a terrible team, we're going to go down swinging, and it's really worked well for them. So, you know, Mookie, you know, he tweaked his hammy, and, you know, and I think, but Bogarts came back. They're a solid team, and that Lynn kid, he'll do fine. He's not hitting right now, but he's a good little defensive player, and he fits in well. No, they're firing on all cylinders, and their pitching staff is just, I mean, they got three of the biggest giants in the world out there.
Hey, Billy, you worried about the Yankees? They've won 9 straight.
Oh, hey, we knew that coming in, and they got off to a bad start, thank God, and we didn't. So they got to play catch-up for the rest of the season, and I think we can beat them. They big guys tend to have more holes in their swing than little guys, and I'll always take the little quick team over the big sluggers.
Okay, now I got a question. I've been wondering about all weekend because since we last talked, things have changed around here. When you go to the ballpark, you're not going to be able to walk down Yawkey Way anymore. You're going to have to go down Jersey Street. So I was wondering, did you ever meet Tom Yawkey?
Oh, Tom and I were the best friends right before he died. He used to come down and steal my National Geographic magazines during the winter, and I would go up in his office, and we would sit and talk about, you know, reincarnation, and I told him he had to come back as a bird because of all the birds that he killed on the South Carolina coast when he was owner of Georgia Pacific, you know, and all the DDT he sprayed. He was concerned about birds.
Really?
So, yeah, Tom and I were best buddies. I actually wrote a poem called 23 Jersey Street yesterday, you know, and I figured if they bring it back, maybe they'll send me a contract.
Okay, if you could have voted, what would your vote have been?
jerseys. I'm the guy they interviewed first on WBZ walking down the street that day.
Is that right?
Yeah, they interviewed me, and this young reporter who didn't know it was me said, "Are you a Red Sox fan?" I said, "Most definitely." And he says, "Well, they're going to change Yawkey Way." You know, I said, "What should they change it to?" I said, "I definitely not Mrs. Yawkey Way." And I said, "I would go back to 23 Jersey Street," and damned if they didn't.
Okay. Okay, so
we already got the door. It's cheaper that way.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's your Bill Lee report this morning, man. Hey, stay warm. Wear your thermal socks, and spring eventually will arrive even in Vermont, okay?
They say he rises, so I ain't going downstairs. Okay.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.